This is Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.
Father Lawrence Mduduzi Ndlovu.
Good morning, Khanya.
How are you, Father?
All right.
You're in the far away, well, you're out of Johannesburg.
Yes, I'm in Bethlehem. So it's wonderful to wake up to birds for a change.
Oh, yes. And so this is at John Paul Center, is it?
Yes, it is.
Wow, what a place, what a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful place, you're quite right.
Yes. Now, Father Lawrence, here we are today as we remember, this is now 2 days before the burial of Mère Teresa de Bua, and it was on Thursday last week that this happened, that she passed away.
Yes, I really could have never prepared my day for that kind of occurrence. As you know, Thursday is a day where I spend a considerable amount of hours at Deja Veritas saying mass at midday and so on. But just in the morning, as I just finished my morning mass, Mrs. Mère Teresa de Bua's daughter gave me a call to say, you know, she's apparently not doing very well. Her children are also rushing back home, and she has requested to see a priest, that is Mrs. de Bua herself. So they can't find their parish priest, and so I rushed there. And by the time we all made it there, she was no longer alive. And that was the end of the story. We couldn't have prepared ourselves. We really couldn't have prepared ourselves for that, considering that I had been with her on Tuesday at her home, and she was very much herself, and the sort of usual conversations and kind of thing. So there we are, yes.
You had known Mère de Bua for a long time, basically all your life, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. I had known Mrs. de Bua all my life, and we all come from Deep Kloof, initially before Immaculate Conception was built in St. Margaret's. And she, being the person she was in leadership in the parish for many terms in the PVC and so on. And we had been in the choir with her children and all of that. And we struck up good friendships. And what was to become of her friendship and mine was very intimate and friendly and motherly, and really at some point a lot of people actually thought she was my real mother, you know what I mean, because we were always together.
And in terms of what can you tell us as a person who was very close to Mère Teresa de Bua? You know, most people know her as the Immaculate Conception. When you say Immaculate Conception, so Dalitin, so what do they say? Mère Teresa de Bua. When you say, and of course in the church, when you say Mère Teresa de Bua in Deep Kloof, they say choir. You know, so there is that involvement.
Yes. Well, it's interesting. She was born in Alexander in Johannesburg, as you know, that very big township in Alexander. And the young Mère Teresa de Bua wasn't Catholic, you know. She became Catholic at school. She took to the faith, having studied in the Holy Cross School, then run by the Holy Cross Sisters, where she later on taught. And she also went to study in Bizeng in Lesotho, where she had fond memories and the nuns there and all of that. And so the faith came to her through education. But my goodness, she took to it. I admired her greatly because when I looked at her life, she had studied. She had more than one degree in African languages. She was an institution when it came to South Sotho. And she taught Sotho. I think about Professor Nhlanhla Make, who is a Sotho book writer right now, who says, I fell in love with Sotho because of Mère Teresa de Bua, how she taught it. When she taught him, she was an institution in linguistics. She was a translator for the Bishops' Conference in all documents pertaining to Sesotho, and she was working on documents even right until her death for the Bishops' Conference, translations of formation systems, translations of, I mean, the entire thing. She had been a high school teacher, and then later became a principal for many years, for over 20 years in Sidibeng Sathuto, in Johannesburg, Soweto. When she retired, we thought her career was the end of that. But no, She went and worked for the Dyson Schools office, where she was coordinator of 10 Dyson Schools, coordinating ethos and Catholic ethos in those schools. She worked tirelessly, Khanya. I mean, I'd never met somebody who took to something, no matter what was given to her, and she ran with it. I'm not even going to begin to talk about her being the founder president of the Sodality of the Immaculate Conception, Gemulo, in Johannesburg, in South Africa, and how she worked among with others. She is the president to spread Gemulo all across Johannesburg, all across Pretoria, Tzaneen, and many other places. She traveled to Poland, where the Sodality was found, to register South Africa as now a country that has the Militia of the Immaculata, founded by St. Maximilian Kolbe. She was a catechist of note, a real teacher. She spent her entire life in catechesis. At some point, she was the Soweto deanery coordinator for catechetics, and she was, that was her life. Even to her death, she was still teaching RCIA. You know, she, I could go on, Khanya. She was chairing at some point the interfaith movement in Deep Kloof, which was founded around Bishop Father Eddie Reese's time, and she ran with it. I served with her in the Liturgy Commission of the Diocese and of the Metro of Johannesburg, and.
And all this has also been passed on to her children, right? The love for the church.
Oh, yes. I mean, her daughter is also a member of the Immaculate Conception. Her other daughters are in the choirs and the CTCs, participating in parish life, her grandchildren, and so on. And all of us who considered ourselves her children met her in the many journeys. And I remember about my own vocation journey. I came from a family which was very religious, but, you know, they didn't take easily to my vocation journey. She drove me to my seminary for the first day when I went there. She drove me when I was flying to London to study. She was there. You know, I was sitting with her, choosing readings for my own ordination. You know, she really gave herself. And, you know, like all people who work hard, she also had her critics. People who, what I call the armchair critics, the ones who do nothing but have a lot to say, but they could never measure up or match the work that she was doing.
And that's Mary Teresa de Boer that we're talking about. She was, of course, the president of the Immaculate Conception Sodality here in Johannesburg. In fact, take a listen to this.
There we go. The time is 8:37 on Radio Veritas. If you've just joined us, welcome to the program. My name is Father Emil, and it's always good to have you with us on your very own Catholic radio station. Now, this time I always interview somebody, and now I'm going to be speaking to Mary Teresa de Boer, and she's of the Immaculate Conception Sodality, Makemolo. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Father Emil. Good morning, Daddy.
And you're taking a pilgrimage to Lesotho.
Yes, Father, we are this weekend. Father, we go to Lesotho, yes, specifically because the Sodality of the Immaculate Conception was founded by Reverend Father John Leuda around the 50s. That sodality was brought to us by a lady, Mpho Malisela Masa, now, in 1987. She was a migrant worker, and she visited St. Margaret. He was invited by the priest to come over to the pulpit and explain who she is and what she stands for. Mm-hmm. And at the end of her talk, she invited those who are interested to come and get more. So some of us, 10 of us, quickly ran to her. Mm-hmm. Then she explained, and that's how we joined.
Okay. Is she still alive?
No, she died 3 years ago.
Okay.
She died 3 years ago. May her soul rest in peace.
Because I'm sure
Father, the visit to the Lesotho specifically, we are going back to the founders of this sodality.
Right.
Because this year, the sodality internationally, it's an international sodality. So internationally, the sodality celebrates its centenary.
Okay, my word.
So this visit to Lesotho, it's a build up towards the centenary.
Okay. Wow.
So we go to Maseru, where Mampo comes from.
Right.
Her parish was the Cathedral, Our Lady of Victories.
Yes.
And Father Lihuda was from Liribe at the parish of St. Monica's.
So there you go, Father Lawrence. You can actually hear the passion that she has about the church and about the sodality of the Immaculate Conception.
I mean, right until the end. You know, the last conversation that I had with her, as you know now, I'm priest in Rodiport, and I said to her, you know, there's no gemulo in Rodiport, and she was passionate, putting me through with the deanery chair there and the dice and chair, the campus it and all of that. She was, gemulo was her greatest love. In fact, our Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother, was her greatest love. Not only just by dress and all of these things, she read a lot. I fell in love with Saint Maximilian Kolbe and my devotion to that saint because she had bought me a book about Kolbe. She had introduced me to him. She had introduced me to Saint Catherine Labore, whom the Miraculous Medal comes from. You know, she was so passionate that even her own family sometimes would say, "No, Mama, I think it's all right. You don't have to go there." You know, she often had a foot broken or something, but that didn't stop her from attending and presenting her last talk on the Assumption, where she had given a long talk on the founding of Gemulo to the groups there that were there of Gemulo. So she was so passionate, and I just pray to God that something of that passion could be in us and in those that remain in that sodality. I cannot say, Khanya, one personally isn't devastated. We are really devastated because, you know, when somebody is part of your life, like a week won't end or, without you talking to them, you have to learn anew to find new patterns, new people, new whatever, all of that. And that kind of passion and companionship and friendship and religiosity and firmness and fervor in the faith and passion, I don't think I will ever meet a lay person like that in recent time.
And Father Lawrence, from all of us at Radio Veritas, our condolences and sympathies to you and the family, Yahalebowa.
We're so grateful as the memorial service takes place today. I think it is at 11 at St. Margaret's, and the funeral on Thursday starts at 7 to 10 o'clock at St. Margaret's, where it all began for her. She was in love with that place. And I trust that we will be able. In fact, it was so funny. She always said when she died, she doesn't want speeches, she doesn't want whatever. She just wants a good mass, and that's it.
And I
hope we'll be able to give her that on Thursday.
Okay, so memorial service today at 11, that's at St. Margaret's.
Yes.
And then the funeral on Thursday, and that will be from 7 to 10.
Yes.
And that's also at St. Margaret's. Father Lawrence, once again, thank you very much for your time.
Blessings to all.
God bless.